You're listening to the Parkside Christian Church podcast. Here at Parkside, our mission is to love God, love people, and help others do the same. To learn more, visit ParksideChristian.com.
Thanks for coming out and observing Good Friday with us. We appreciate you all coming out here and observing this day that we call Good Friday. And I'll be honest with you, I don't like Good Friday. I don't like it at all, even though the reasons that I know that it's good, what it accomplishes for us. I was talking to my wife earlier today that the weather didn't really seem to match the moment. It didn't seem to match the occasion or the feelings that we're in, are in our hearts. I don't know if you've seen the movie Good, The Passion of the Christ. I've only seen it once, and I saw it when I was in high school when it came out, and I remember wanting it to stop. We've been going through a teaching series called Who Is Jesus Talking To? And when I think about the Passion of the Christ, I remember a prayer that I spoke to Jesus while I was watching a portrayal of Jesus on the screen. I said, please stop. It's a weird prayer. Most of the time when we pray to God, when we have conversations with Jesus, most of the time it's, Jesus, help me have a good day. Lord Jesus, please help my family member not be sick. Lord Jesus, please be with these people. Be with those people. Do this, do this. But as I watched Jesus be whipped, as I watched him carry his cross and be hung upon it, I just found my heart saying, stop. God, I am not worth this. The pain that you are enduring, I don't deserve this. And so when I observe Good Friday, it's really conflicted for me. And Good Friday is not about me, it's about what Jesus has done for all of us. But I spend most of my Good Friday thinking, I don't know why he did this, because I don't deserve it. That's the conversation I have with Jesus on the cross. And in the context of who was Jesus talking to, you know, this series that we've gone through, looking at who Jesus is talking to and how that changes their life and how that changes our life as well, Jesus even had conversations with people on the cross, and we've read the verses for a few of those conversations. But even in his conversations on the cross, I'm surprised by his words. I'm surprised by his actions. Here is Jesus going through immense pain, and he's caring for people. He's speaking to a criminal who is seemingly mocking him. And he doesn't just comfort him. He says, you'll be with me today in paradise. That man had no reason to be able to get into heaven. He was hanging on a cross for his actions. And Jesus said, mention my name. I'll take care of you. And while Jesus was on the cross, he saw his earthly mother, and he cared for her. In his immense pain, he cared for her. We, for the most part, when we are going through pain, we don't care for people. We care for ourselves. Right? My wife is an incredible person because she has four children that she cares for and a fifth if you count me. But all day, every day, my wife does multiple things. She has a job, but as she's doing all those things and as she's coming and going from work, our kids will ask her for stuff. And she'll have her hands full. She'll be doing three other things, and one of our kids will come up unaware of all that she's doing and say, "Mom, can you do this for me?" Now, me, on the other hand, when I am doing something else and one of my kids asks me to do something, I tell them I can't. I'm a cranky person. And if I'm in pain, it gets even worse. Like, if I'm not having a good day and I'm doing something and someone asks something of me, chances are I might snap at you. I might be short with you. I feel like there's an aspect of life, I don't know how it works this way, but it seems like your neighbors want to have a conversation with you in the midst of your worst moments. Right? You come out in your backyard and you're yelling at your kids, and then your neighbor's like, "How you doing?" And you're like, "Not now, take a number, get in line." When I've got stuff going on in my life, I don't want to care for other people. And I think the other thing that we're missing when we think about Jesus on the cross is we think about his physical pain, but we don't think about the spiritual pain he was experiencing as well. I was talking with Randy Adams, one of our other ministers on staff, about this last week. He was experiencing the sin of the world being placed on him and separation from God, separation from his very nature. We've all experienced inner conflict where we just feel like we're tearing up inside. I can't imagine the guilt of the world on your shoulders and your very soul being ripped in two. That in the midst of physical pain. But even on the cross, we were greeted with unexpected grace, unexpected care. And Jesus said, "It is finished." Jesus was doing a very, very good work, a very, very necessary work for us. While we were trapped in our sins, Jesus died for us. And I do. I don't like Good Friday because I'm the one that put him there. And so it's even more incredible for me when I look at Jesus on the cross and know that it's me that put him there, and even in the midst of his pain, in the midst of his suffering, that he's caring for all of us. My dad and I were staying in a cabin, and I think it was the whole family that was there. I don't remember. I was a little kid. I had to have been in elementary school. And there was a hunting trap, not with the sharp teeth like you see in the cartoons, but it was just one of those hunting traps that had the metal bars that if you pushed them down, you could set it and it would snap on things, right? And we're Robinsons, so we're not very intelligent. And so we do. We spend time pushing that trap down, and we start off by throwing things in it, right? And then we start pushing things in it. And my dad and I are just having a great time with this trap. And when I was setting it, and he was putting the mechanics in correctly, I slipped and I let go of it. And it got his finger. It closed completely on his finger. And man, he just went, and it was one of those pains that was bad enough that you were just completely quiet. And I found out later he was joking, but he said he lost feeling in his finger. And I think he was trying to make light of it, you know, kind of like he didn't want to make it, he didn't want me to feel bad about it. But I thought he was serious. I thought for real he had lost the feeling in his finger. And I thought it was gone. And so that night in the cabin, I laid looking up at the roof of the cabin, thinking I've ruined my dad's finger forever. That's a silly thing for an elementary kid to be thinking, but that's what I thought. I thought that I had set off a trap that had caught my father. And spiritually, I really think the reason that I don't like Good Friday so much is because I feel like that cross was intended for me. That punishment was intended for me. I carried the guilt, but it wasn't some accident that put Jesus there. He chose to embrace that trap that had been set for us. My dad today, when I was talking to him, said that Good Friday is the most evil day in the history of the world because Satan tried to kill God. So it wasn't just a trap set for us, it was a trap set for God. And thank goodness we know what's coming. But man, there's a weight that rests on our shoulders on Friday because it just doesn't make sense that Jesus would embrace a cross for us. If you've got your communion, we're going to have a time of communion now. And if you didn't grab it, we've got it at the tables around the room. You can grab that. And these communion, you just peel off the top and the wafer is there, and then you peel off the next layer and the juice is there as well. But as you spend time just meditating and talking to God right now, I just want you to think about the words that we have read from Jesus so far. It is incredible that in the midst of Jesus' pain, he made a way for a criminal to experience grace. He cared for someone, cared for his mother. And at the same time, all of that was going on. He was rescuing us as well. Let me pray. God, we thank you for this gift. And God, even though the name Good Friday does not make sense to us, even though we do not feel like we deserve your grace, your sacrifice, thank you. And Lord, in the context of this very, very special week, Lord, help us to pause and not rush past this moment, not rush past this sacrifice, but fully embrace it for what it is, an undeserved gift, an undeserved grace. Thank you that you endured the cross, you endured the pain to set us free. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thanks for listening. You can stay connected with us throughout the week by following Parkside on social media. To learn more, visit parksidechristian.com.